Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. Binge drinking, the act of drinking five or more alcoholic drinks in a row, has declined since the 1980s among our nation's youth. This is according to a study funded by the National Institutes of Health. That's encouraging, says Rhonda Jones-Webb, an epidemiology professor at the University of Minnesota. Still, she says, alcohol use remains widespread.
That same survey suggests that about 75% of high school students have consumed alcohol by the time they complete high school. And about 40% of teens have consumed alcohol by the time they reach the eighth grade.
Jones-Webb offers several tips to parents for ensuring that their teenagers stay away from alcohol.
I think one of the first things is making sure that it's not easily available in the home. I think second, establishing family rules around drinking. For example, telling your teen that they cannot drink until they're 21, that they cannot attend parties where alcohol is being consumed.
Jones-Webb says parents should question whether their child is drinking if the child begins hanging out with different friends, keeps secrets or lies, or if his or her schoolwork begins to suffer. With another Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.